Let's turn to Psalm 10. That's a psalm for today as we were reading through. Pat, I have something for you. At the end. And we're singing a psalm that I wanted to ignore it and just share out of one verse, but I didn't. I did some research on the psalm, and I found J. Vernon McGee's take on this psalm, and it was very interesting as I read through it. There are two things that characterize the wicked in these verses, because this psalm is talking about the wicked. It's not just talking about God, but it's talking about the wicked. It says, pride and boasting. Do you want to know who the wicked are as you look around the world? They are those who are filled with pride, the great of the earth, who have no place for God in their lives. They ignore God. Then I'm not saying that all great men are that way, but those who have absolutely no place for God in their life, they are the wicked, he says. And he says the Antichrist, who will be the false Messiah, is identified in this psalm. Pride identifies him. In verse 4, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not at all in his thoughts. Amen. That's the spirit of Antichrist that's at work in the world now. Verse 5 and 6, he has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. This also characterizes man in our day. Boasting of his prosperity and self-sufficiency, he feels no need of God. In verse 13, not only does he not believe in God, but he despises him. When he says, thou wilt not require it, he is saying that there is no judgment. There is a great multitude of people. Man, McGee wrote this several years ago. Listen to how this applies to today. I can't believe it. There is a great multitude of people emerging in our contemporary culture. There's the word emerging, because we're talking today about the emerging church and how they're leaving the principles of the faith, who are saying there is no God, or if he exists, he's too far away for them to bother with, and they are confident there will be no judgment. Anything goes. Are we hearing that today? That's the spirit of Antichrist that says that. God is probably the most unpopular person in the world right now. Why? Because the wicked are in the saddle. We are moving toward the time when the sin of man will lead to the man of sin. This is the final Antichrist. And then we get to my verse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But for us, as we receive him, the Lord is King forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Amen. That's what we're counting on. We're counting on. We're his. He is our King. He is our Lord. And he's delivering us as we keep walking in the faith with that long obedience that Mark Batterson talked about. That long obedience, following after him and loving him. Let's stand and say this verse together. I love it, love it, love it. The Lord is King forever and ever. And I say to that, glory, hallelujah.